Yeah, I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, so I just had the cast off because I took a shower, so I'm getting the cast back on in a minute. But it's only been 14 days, so, you know, it's still in the healing process, and there's still a little bit of ways to go. But I get more and more comfortable with it every day, and we get more and more efficient at making the club the way we want it. So it's coming along.
So I want to ask, because you would be competitive if you had the time behind your back.
Right, absolutely.
So it looks like you're getting more comfortable, you know, during the game.
Yeah, no, I am. I do. I get more comfortable. I was more comfortable this game than last game, and I'm definitely going to be more comfortable moving forward here. It's just a matter of getting used to it and understanding what you're capable of and what you can't do and not trying to do something that you really shouldn't be trying to do. So trying to help my team whatever way I can. I mean, I saw the Florida basketball player that had one arm, and he was making layups out there. So I have my arm. It's just clubbed up, so I don't feel so bad. That kid was pretty impressive. Yeah, it comes in and out. There's moments where it's much more painful than others. There's moments where it really isn't painful at all. It really just depends. And, I mean, football is a violent game, so obviously it's getting smacked around all the time and hit. So there's very painful moments, but then there's also times where it's not that bad.
How do you, JJ, we talk about pain sometimes, mindset. How do you manage pain? How do you do that?
It's just a mentality. I mean, it's whether you want to play through it or not. I mean, that's all it comes down to. Pain is something that is going to be there, and it just comes down to whether or not you're willing to play through it.
Your reaction to the Pro Bowl selection again?
Oh, it's always a great honor to be selected to the Pro Bowl. No matter how many times you make it, no matter how many years you've been in the league, it's always an honor to be considered among the league's best. And so it's such a credit to the guys on my team, though, you know, the coaches, the players, for putting me in position to have success. And I'm very fortunate. It's a high honor.
What do you think about DeAndre joining you at the Pro Bowl?
He's very deserving. He's a very deserving player. He's an outstanding player in this league, and I'm sure it's the first of many for him.
Zach Menberger back starting for the Titans. How advantageous is it to have not just film on him, but film you guys playing?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously you'd rather have film on a guy than not have film on him, and we've played him a few times now over the last year and a half or two. So he's familiar with us, we're familiar with him, and it's going to be a good challenge on Sunday. It's going to be fun.
JJ, how much talk is there, or how much do you think about the fact that you have an opportunity as a team to clinch the title on Sunday?
I think everybody kind of understands the situation, but we also know if we take care of our business these next 2 weeks, we don't have to worry about any scenarios, anything like that. We just need to go out there and play our game and win. So I think there's a lot less talk than people may think, because we know all we need to do is play our game and go out there and win.
If it is Brandon who gets the start because Brian can't go, it's another quarterback for you guys. Does that affect the defense at all? Is it just business as usual, whoever's playing on the offense?
I have no clue who's going to play, and quite frankly, it's my job to go out there and stop people from scoring points. So whoever Coach O'Brien puts out there, we're going to play the best defense we possibly can to make their job real easy.
JJ, have you lost the cast except for playing?
No. I'm going to get one in about 2 minutes here. I just, like I said, just got out of the shower, so I got a chance to take the club off after practice, clean it up, so I don't smell too bad, Mark.
JJ, this is like the best time of year. It's Christmas time. You got big hit football games to play.
This is the time of year you want to be playing big football games, important ones. You know, in my career here so far, it's not that long of a career, but I've played in extremely important games at this time of year, and games that really, I guess, didn't mean a whole lot at this time of year. So I'm very fortunate and very happy to be playing games that matter, and games that matter a whole lot. So it's a great time of the year, and we're very excited about it.